Eric Hartley here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Right now, our friends from Freightliner join us. Mike McCorse is back. Mike, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Eric.
And also with you, Jimmy Navarez from Team Run Smart. Jimmy, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Eric. Thank you for having us.
And also with you, the king of MPGs, Henry Albert, is here from Team Run Smart. Henry, good to see you here again.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Let's talk about this new Cascadia truck. You and I, in fact, last year were kind of previewing this Cascadia truck. It's now on the market, is that right?
Absolutely. We launched it as of January 1st this year.
All right.
So we were going through a kind of a sequence of what we call launch groups with different configurations.
Right.
Initially out of the box is kind of our bread and butter, the 72-inch raised roof sleeper.
Yeah.
With the 126 and 116 BBCs.
Yeah. This is getting lots of great feedback from the customers, I know, right?
Absolutely. So the fortunate few that have been able to take possession of their trucks are raving about the product now.
Yeah.
It's performing very, very well, both from a reliability standpoint and quality, but also, most importantly, from a fuel efficiency standpoint.
Yeah. So what's inside this new Cascadia truck? What's under the hood?
Well, why don't we let Henry talk a little bit about the powertrain effects.
Henry, are you in this new Cascadia truck yet?
Just picked it up a week ago.
Wow. All right. So you put just a few miles on it. Your first impressions with this truck?
It's amazing to look at the truck, how new it all is. They've taken everything and left no stone unturned, everything from the engine sitting an inch and a half lower in the chassis, which enabled them to put a better slope to the hood for better fuel mileage, micro-polishing the gears in the transmission, which allowed for a lighter viscosity oil there, to a 2:16 gear ratio that I never would have dreamed we'd be talking about with active lube management. Just paying attention to every detail from front to rear, on aerodynamics to the mirrors to the CB antennas, nothing has been left untouched on this truck.
Nice. You've always talked about the many different things that you have done and what changes you've made to your trucks to get the great fuel mileage that you've been able to get at times. How much of that work with this new Cascadia is done for the driver? How much of that, you know, kind of enables that driver from the get-go to start on a path to maybe one day what Henry Albert is getting?
There isn't much to do on the truck side. It's set up right. If you have the Aero X package, you're going to have a hard time doing anything that you could use every day and be able to top where it is now. It's
right.
Very, very cool.
Nice, nice. And of course, we talk about the interior as well. You know, the Cascadia, to me, years ago when it first hit the market, was a game changer inside and out, but in the ride along that I did was just amazing, the interior. Let's talk more about the interior of this new Cascadia with Jimmy Navarez. Jimmy, walk us through the inside of the new Cascadia.
So they took the platform that was previously available and ended up building upon that and then trying to perfect more, become more driver-centric with the focus on the interior. So you have many new upgrades seen throughout the inside of the new Cascadia, everything from a relocation to the new E-Vault under the passenger side of the dash that contains the ECUs, the HVAC filters, and fuse boxes that are easily available, easy to get to for the driver, down to just the creature comforts. You have more space inside. You actually have a new two different trim level packages, and both of them offering very, very much comfort for the driver.
Yeah.
Back to certain things in the sleeper that we're taking advantage of, like offering a workstation package, a nice two chairs and a table that fold down, a Murphy bed, a full-size Murphy bed, where you don't have those cushions with most workstations, where you have those slots in the cushions where
right.
you sleep, and it's definitely not comfortable. So you have a full Murphy bed that pulls down on that workstation with the available upper bunk or the option as well now for wraparound storage that you can put totes up there with all of your goods that while you're on the road, strap them down with bungees and make sure they're up there securely.
Yeah. How long have you been in this new Cascadia?
I've actually driven a few of them. I will take delivery in mine. It looks like beginning of May. Mine will be third week of April.
Yeah,
so looking forward to it.
I can't imagine the anticipation because you guys, as a part of Team Run Smart, you know, out there with the latest and greatest from Freightliner, and that is the, you know, this is being used in your operation, to be clear here. This is not you guys driving around town. You guys are using this in your operation. Tell us a little more about your operation, Jimmy.
So my operation, we've switched gears a little bit. So I have two trucks that we operate out of Southern California, one doing local hauling throughout L.A., San Diego counties, mainly local work. And then now I've switched gears with my own truck, moving freight from Los Angeles to Las Vegas back and forth.
Yeah.
So we've opened up a little bit more of the mileage on the haul, getting back and forth, having that nice, comfortable sleeper. Now it allows me that if freight lanes get slow along that area, I can take a nice route up to Utah, Salt Lake City, and back to L.A. and still be very comfortable in the truck.
Yeah. Henry, for those that aren't familiar with your operation, tell us what you do.
I haul freight, mostly truck parts, all over the United States. My primary run is Charlotte to Laredo, but you're liable to see me anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people with the mileage you're getting would think that you hauled feathers. But that's not true. You're hauling parts.
Yeah, I'm hauling real freight and real weights. And
yeah.
Lifetime average on the previous truck was 9.5 miles to the gallon, looking to see if we can step that up a notch now.
Sure. And Mike, that's what this is all about, getting the most out of that truck, but really changing, I think, just the overall life of a driver on the road, you know, inside and out. So you're getting the best for your operation, but you're also getting the best for the lifestyle and what it requires, and that is to live on the road.
Absolutely. You know, of course, one of the biggest challenges in this industry is actually trying to recruit and retain drivers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we feel like we've put a product in our customers' hands now that can provide to drivers something they've never had before.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, I think of it as almost a combination of a recreational vehicle now experience within that environment.
Yeah.
So comfortable to be in there. But when you're driving it, it's so much more automotive than it's ever been in the past. Just so comfortable, easy to drive. Automated manual transmissions have become, you know, accepted in the marketplace now. You're hard-pressed to give a driver an automated a manual and have them want to go back to a manual transmission. They're so much less fatiguing to operate.
Right.
You know, we've improved the visibility in the truck now with a one-piece windshield and one-piece side glass that you can see so much better, much better windshield wiper sweep now from a safety perspective. New safety systems, the Detroit Assurance 4.0 safety systems, collision mitigation systems, adaptive cruise control, lane departure warning, all of those things make the life of a driver so much easier having those available to them.
Sure. Just a list of tools that you gave us just right there that helps you, allows you to do what you do and also be safer and more efficient at it.
Absolutely.
It's a great truck. We've heard a lot of great things about it. And drivers, if you want to learn more, real simple, stop by a Freightliner dealership near you or go online, right?
Yes, all of our dealers are getting their demonstration units delivered to them and available for viewing and test drives. And of course, FreightlinerTrucks.com. Lots of information. We've got 3D viewing of the truck where you can actually go through, spin the truck around, look at all the features and benefits of it.
Yeah.
And just a ton of information. Videos on the website, but also out on YouTube. Look at the Freightliner Trucks page on YouTube. And then take a look at our Facebook page, Freightliner Trucks Facebook page as well.
Yeah, great stuff here. Mike, thank you so much. Jimmy, thank you so much. Henry, always great talking to you. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.